You are listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello and welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo. I'm your host, Natasha Lai.
Hey y'all, and I'm your other host, Danielle Gibson. Today we are joined by Jeff Johnson and Aaron Rogers of the Step Out AgriVenture Trail. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today.
Hi, thanks so much for having us.
Great to be here.
Awesome. We're excited to have you guys here. But before we get to dive a little bit deeper into this trail, we have to do our favorite little segment, which is our cheese straw segment. Danielle, who have we got today?
We have got Miss Lily Beth Warner. She's our new communications director. So Lily Beth, can you tell us what a cheese straw is?
So a cheese straw to me tastes very similar to a Cheez-It, but it's got a little bit more of a bite to it. So it's got some spice. It's a really great crunchy snack if you really like cheese.
We always love those cheese straw segments and hearing the answers. It's so fun. I love it. I think that's the second time we've had someone compare it to a Cheez-It though. So kind of fun. Awesome. Well, let's jump into our questions. So Jeff, why don't you start us off by explaining what AgriVenture means?
Sure. In AgriVenture, you hear the word agriculture and you hear the word adventure. We are trying to emphasize both, encouraging people to reconnect with the land and explore the farms and outdoor adventures throughout Morgan County.
Very cool. So when you came up with that, how did you come up with the AgriVenture Trail?
Sure. It's actually an interesting story. It grows out of the time when COVID had first come about. People were limited as to their travels and shopping experiences. And we noticed a trend that people began to look more towards local agriculture and buying local produce and doing local activities. And so the concept of the trail was born directly out of the COVID problem.
That's a creative solution, honestly. I love that you were able to do that. So where is the trail located?
Sure, the trail is located in Morgan County, Alabama. It extends from the east part of the county all the way to the western part of the county. There are over 20 venues on the trail, and we continue to add more each season. So very convenient to I-65, convenient to 231, Highway 157, and all the major thoroughfares around.
Very cool. So it's very well connected.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we do want to emphasize it is not one long walking trail. We do have issues with that sometimes. We're not like one location. We're several different businesses you can travel.
Perfect. Speaking of that, Aaron, do you want to explain a little bit more about the trail and what is on the trail?
For sure. So honestly, it's just a great time, no matter when you go or why you go. Really, for me, it's just a really fresh, wholesome experience. You know, you get connected with local farmers and local business people, and they're just so friendly. It feeds your soul as well as your stomach. The food you get is great. And really just romping around outside, just being connected to nature just makes you feel so good. I think too, if people start buying local foods from vendors like we have on the trail, they can kind of expect to enjoy eating healthier in a way. You know, it's a lot easier to eat healthier, at least to me, because the local foods you have at your fingertips, they're really fresh. They're homegrown a lot of the times. They're not processed. And they taste better too, because the strawberries are sweeter, the peaches are juicier, the greens are less bitter. It's just really great.
I love that. I'm a sucker for some fresh fruit and food in general, as Danielle is very well aware of, and you guys will probably find out as we talk about things. But yeah, peaches and strawberries are two of my favorite fruits. So the second you mentioned those, I was sold.
Mm-hmm. Delicious, delicious. Reeves Peach Farm has a lot of great peaches. They have a beautiful orchard. They were sending us some pictures for our Facebook promotion and stuff, and their peaches were just aflame with those pink blossoms. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Spring is the best for getting those beautiful blossoms on all mm-hmm. the fruit trees.
Man, if you can stand the pollen.
that's true. It definitely also is allergy season, so you win some, you lose some.
Take some Claritin, you'll be fine.
There you go. Awesome. So what are some of the businesses besides the Reeves Peach Farm?
Ooh, we have, I think, over 20, about 23 businesses. Is that correct, Mr. Jeff?
Yes, 23.
We have several in Priceville and Decatur and Hartsell. Reeves is one of our more popular ones. In Priceville, we also have GoFar USA Park. They're an outdoor exploration venue. They have like an obstacle course and electric biking trails. It's really cool. We have Dutch Oven Bakery in Falkville. They're a really popular spot. They have homemade breads and desserts and cakes. They're really hopping out there. Let's see. In Lacey, we have Graves Grocery, really quaint little sunny spot. The owner there is so friendly and the food is really good too. She home cooks like chicken and dumplings and stuff. It's really nice.
My mouth is already watering. So we're off to a great start. I love that you guys have a good old Dutch oven cooking place because my dad, like, that's very reminiscent of my childhood for me. So that's so fun. And definitely, I mean, all of these places are going on my I need to try list, but that one just kind of went a little higher on the list, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So do your businesses stay consistent or do any of them like kind of switch off depending on the time of year or anything like that?
Yeah, that's like, yeah, yes and no to that. We do have seasonal venues. Right now, we're kind of gearing up to start advertising our blueberry U-Pick venues. They are only active during blueberry season, which is like from June to August. So they will only be open on the trail for the spring months and through some of the summer. And then we also have venues that are only open in the fall, Hidden Rivers Farm. They have like out, they're really the outdoor exploration focus out there. They have a big corn maze, which is so fun to get lost in.
Fun.
And they have like a corn pit and a petting zoo and like a tire wall you can climb. So it's really fun.
That's awesome.
But the rest of our venues, we do add more venues every spring and fall, as Mr. Jeff was saying. So we recruit early spring and early fall, looking for new venues all the time for the local MoCo Fresh, you know.
That was fun. Cute little slogan.
Oh, yeah. Feel free to use that.
I would add here that as a part of the trail, one of the things we emphasize is just simply getting out and exploring the county. You know, whether you have a convertible, you take your top down and just drive and enjoy the mountain air on the east side or go and see things on the west, but there's a stop every few miles. And so it kind of takes you back to thoughts of going down an old country road, seeing the, you know, just the pretty sights, stop in for refreshments, get some local produce. All that's kind of captured in that feeling of the trail.
That's beautifully put. I love that. Also, my brain just started like singing Country Roads Take Me Home by John Denver, you know, in the background.
Exactly. Oh, so. Yes.
That's the exactly. Theme song.
Speaking
for you guys.
Of, Graves Grocery has music nights Wednesdays and Thursdays too. So if you want to get some like real local jam going, Graves Grocery.
Oh, perfect. See, finding all sorts of fun little things to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So can people access the trail year round then? Assuming they can, but just double checking.
Yeah, depending on the venue, really. Most of the venues we have are open year round. Like I know Fathead Fanny is. They do ketogenic bakery stuff. Who else is open? I think Dutch Oven's open year round.
Reeves is. Graves.
The Farmers Market is kind of, yeah, Reeves is open year round.
Mm-hmm. Piper and Leaf Tea Company.
Very cool.
Yes.
All of these companies have such fun names too. Love it.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, you've kind of touched on this a little bit, but besides shopping and getting to find good food, what else is there to do along the trail?
So Wheeler Wildlife Refuge is one of the places on our trail. You can do a lot there. They have a bunch of hiking trails. They're a really popular bird watching spot, actually, too, especially since the whooping cranes come during February months. They're really popular. They have the Crane Festival around that time too, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You can, like I said earlier at GoFar, you can do like outdoor e-bike and scootering stuff. We have petting zoos, Golian Farms. They do a lot of field trip stuff. You can have like a farm experience there. You can milk a cow. You can practice picking up eggs from their hen house and stuff. It's pretty cool. And kayaking and a lot. Too much to list, really.
That's awesome. I'm pretty sure that Danielle has mentioned before that she has milked a cow there. So it's a pretty good story. People can find it on one of our previous episodes. We will have to link it in the description because I can't remember off the top of my head which one it was. But we'll find it and we'll link it in the description for you all.
Good.
Perfect. Well, do you each have a favorite stop along the trail?
I'll speak to that first, I guess. Rather than a favorite stop, I guess I might have a favorite activity or a favorite approach. And one thing I would encourage anyone to try this on a lazy day, try getting breakfast at, say, Graves Grocery. Stop over and get tea at Piper and Leaf. Enjoy the countryside on the drive west. Stop in for Reeves Peach Farm for lunch. Go to GoFar, get some exercise, maybe try a zip line, do the e-bike, maybe a trail run, and then finish up that evening with a sandwich at Dutch Oven Bakery. So you do the trail all in one day, and it would be a very full day.
That sounds like a beautifully delicious day.
Yes.
I love it. What about you, Erin? Do you have any favorites?
So I really honestly can't choose a favorite spot. I mean, it's been so great working with the trail, getting to know all the business owners and the farmers and stuff. Everybody's just so kind and they're so just wholesome, you know? I can speak, I think, to the two when I first started working for the trail that kind of made an impact on me, because I've lived in Morgan County and, you know, Decatur and Somerville and all these places my whole life, had never been to these two places. The Decatur Morgan County Farmers Market, like, they've got so much fresh produce there. It's awesome. It's all delicious. It smells great. And the air, it's just so alive, the air there and the ambiance, you know, it's just energetic and friendly. And then Graves Grocery, I drove to Huntsville for school for 4 years, and I would pass Graves Grocery through Lacey Spring almost every day and saw it every day and thought, oh, what a cute little spot, you know, never stopped. But when I started working for the trail and I, you know, started talking to the owner, Ms. Pam Turney, it's just so cool in there. There's a lot of people that know a lot about the history of the area too. So that was really cool, getting to just know these places and getting connected to the place where I live, which I really didn't have before.
I love that. I feel like we all, no matter like where you live, have that one spot that you see that you're always like, I'm going to go in there someday, and then you never do. So I'm glad that you did.
Yes. Hey, it works out. Actually, if you live in Morgan County and you've had these same thoughts, it works out. Try it. It's great.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I bet one of the awesome parts about like working with the AgriVenture Trail is the fact that you guys do get to meet all of these different people and work with them. So
mm-hmm. They're really cool. I know the Fagermans, they do stuff with, which is they own GoFar. They do a lot of stuff with like engineering stuff. That's like one side of their family does a lot of really cool engineering stuff. So they have really neat ideas.
That's awesome.
They're just cool to talk to.
Awesome. So we've heard a lot about like Jeff and Aaron's experience. Danielle, why don't you share a little bit about your experience with the AgriVenture Trail?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Jeff and Aaron for putting the trail together and just seeing it expand from a concept to what it is today. So thank you guys. I think what's so unique about the trail is that there's so many different types of venues on the trail. So there are people who you can buy beef from, then there's, you know, fresh produce, then there's people who make tea. So Piper and Leaf Tea is a really kind of unique place. So I love the teas, but they do big business also. They work with a lot of partners on their tea. So we're really excited that they recently came to Lacey Spring, to Morgan County. So we're excited to have them along the trail. So like she said, GoFar USA, every time that we bring in a travel rider to go out there, you know, they just give such a fun tour of their facility. You know, they also actually saw them yesterday, and they were telling me, you know, with corporate parties, they're able to do like if people are working remote and they need somewhere to go and kind of have team building exercises, they're able to do that. So there's just a lot of opportunity along the trail and really unique experiences for really corporate companies and industries too.
Cool. Very well rounded.
Yes.
Awesome. So kind of a final question I have for you guys is, what is one thing that everyone has to try on the trail? Obviously, there's so many awesome things, but if they only had time for like one thing, what would you tell them is the absolute must? Jeff, why don't you start?
Sure. One feature that we have tried to build into the trail, it's something for children as well. So families can bring their children out and enjoy it. And the one neat thing we've done with that is a scavenger hunt that involves 7 of the venues on the trail. And so we've identified an item at each venue that they can find And the kids can, you know, scan the QR code and get a small prize. And then as they complete all seven stops on the scavenger hunt, there's a grand prize. And Go Far Park USA has been very gracious to provide a grand prize for people who complete all those stops. So it's fun for parents and children to interact, and the kids, all kids love a good scavenger hunt. And so they can go to each place and find items. It's real fun.
Oh, definitely. I love that. I feel like you keep sharing more and more about this trail, and I'm like, it can't get any better, can it? And then it does.
There you go.
Awesome. So earlier we were actually talking about the corn maze that you guys have gone through. Do you want to tell everyone that's listening a little bit about that?
Oh, well, so we were doing, it was their opening day last year, I think. Yeah, it was their opening day last year. And they were kind enough to let us have a booth there to kind of promote some of our information and stuff. And I thought it would be fun to post some, you know, videos and stuff of me and a friend going through the corn maze. And I'd never done a corn maze like that before. And it was so cool. Like, they were tall. I wasn't expecting them to be as tall as they were, the corn stalks, or for there to be as many roads as there were. I really don't know if we actually found the end of it. We may have ended up in someone else's field, like the neighbor's field. I don't know, but it was just, it was really fun. We got good and lost.
Nice. It's a good corn maze if you can't find your way out.
Yes, it is a 6-acre field. The grass is over 8 feet tall, much of it 10 feet tall. And they have probably 10 or 12 stops within the maze that you're supposed to find and then pick up a slip of paper indicating that you found that item.
Wow. Sounds fun, but I would also do so badly at it. I'm very directionally challenged. Every time I've done a corn maze, I always get hopelessly lost.
Well, they do provide maps, though, if you're worried about that. They let us have a map.
That's good.
If you know how to read the map. I don't know if it did us any good.
Have someone on the outside with your cell number so they can find you.
Yes.
I love it. I
have a bleeping device. Just ping. Just bleeping out in the field. Bing, I'm over here.
Help me, find me. That's awesome. Perfect. Well, thank you guys both so much for being here. This has been fun, and I feel like we could probably talk about all the different things to try and all the different activities and like the seasonality of them too for probably hours, which would be awesome. But unfortunately, we don't have quite enough time for that. But thank you both for being here.
Thanks so much for having us. It was great fun to be here.
And I want to plug in for Danielle Gibson and the tourism office. They've been a tremendous partner with us in the trail, and have really gone the second mile to promote us nationwide. And so we just really enjoy that great partnership there.
Yeah, Danielle's awesome, and her team does great things. So I think we're all lucky to work with Danielle.
Yes.
Aw, thanks, guys. Y'all are all awesome.
Well, thank you once again both for being here. It's so much fun. I always love meeting and learning about all the cool things that Decatur and Morgan County has. So I love it. And I hope everyone else enjoyed learning about the Step Out on the AgriVenture Trail and all that it has to offer. And I'm sure there's so much more that we didn't even have time to cover. So you'll definitely have to check it out. Just as like one final thing, Jeff or Aaron, either one of you, where can people find more information about the trail?
You can check us out on our newly updated website, www.stepouttrail.org. Or you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Either will do.
Perfect. Everyone go definitely check those out and make sure to plan a fun day or, you know, couple days where you get to go try all the amazing foods and all the fun activities and just go win at that scavenger hunt with your kids, because that sounds amazing too. All right, Danielle, are there any events or anything upcoming that we want to share with our listeners?
Sure. So since we're talking about all things agriculture, make sure the Morgan County Decatur Farmers Market has activities going all through the season. So does the Hartzell Farmers Market. So I would encourage everybody to go to their, like, keep their Facebook active, and they're always doing live videos. It's very interactive. So make sure to check those out. We have Third Fridays going on here in Decatur all the way through October. So it's like it says, it's the third Friday of every single month. And they will have bull riding, shopping, car show. I mean, it's just really a fun event. And a lot of the places also have bands that are in their restaurants. So that is a great time. We also have, you know, we've talked about the Old State Bank, which is one of our large attractions. They are turning, I think it's our 189th birthday. So they're going to be having a birthday bash on July the 29th from 5 to 8 o'clock. So we have lots of things planned for that evening. The Spirit of America Festival will be coming up on July the 4th. And then also, I think we've touched on this, we have a virtual fishing tournament happening called Crank for Bank. And you buy a ticket for $100 on their website, and there's 200 tagged bass fish in Wheeler Lake right now. So you could have the opportunity to win up to $1 million. What? So anyway,
crazy.
It's a great fishing tournament because anybody can do it and you don't have to be on a boat. You can fish wherever you want to from Wheeler Lake. So we have that going on all the way through July the 4th. So there's a lot of things happening. And as always, you can find more information at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, or also on our website at decaturcvb.org.
Perfect. Lots of fun things to look forward to. Lots of great summer and spring plans to get making. So everyone, we hope you enjoyed. And please don't forget to like and subscribe. And we will talk to you all next time. Thanks for listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hosted by Natasha Lai and Danielle Gibson. Produced by Relic.